Oh, come on. There isn't going to be another garbage day for another week. There has to be something in this neighborhood. Come on, come on, come on. You guys don't recycle anything good. Oh, yes. Okay, this will work. This will totally work. I'm almost done. I just need a few more things. No, shit. Look, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I know I missed the last payment. Well, it was because of the holidays. As you know, I have no more living relatives here, so I had to travel. Well, I couldn't leave the payment for you because, as you know, it was the holidays, so I didn't have the money. Well, I don't have it on me. I can't give it to you right now. It's gonna take a little while, okay? Yes, I am a rocket scientist. But just because in your head that title means something huge to you, it doesn't mean that I make that much money. Believe me, you probably make much more than I do. Doing whatever the hell this is. Are you a loan shark now? What is this? I can show you my checks. I don't make much. I am not handing my checks over to you. Let me explain something. There's this thing called a mortgage. There are groceries. There are utilities. I can't give you everything I have. Yeah, the equipment at my work is pretty expensive, and so are the parts. But if I were to steal them, I would lose my job and I would go to jail and you would not get your money. Believe me, if stealing from work was an option, I would have done it. Well, no, not to pay you. For the project that I'm working on. Which, by the way, is going to take care of all of this. I am going to make billions of dollars. Yeah, actually, from going through people's recycling. Just give me 1 month, I'll be able to give you all of the money. It's a spaceship. They already exist, but there is nothing like this. This is a spaceship that a person can go in. And I'm not talking about to the moon, which is the furthest that we've been. No, I am talking about anywhere in the universe. Currently, the fastest probe that we have sent into space is the Parker Solar Probe. By 2024, it will go 450,000 miles per hour. Now, to put that in perspective, that's like going from New York City to Los Angeles in 20 seconds. That's about 2,500 miles, which might sound cool, but in order to get to the nearest star, it would take 6,000 years. Now, that's the fastest thing that we've got going right now. And a person can't even be in it. But I have something way, way faster. And that's because I found a way to create kinetic energy at a much quicker rate than I can use it. Because what this spaceship can do, it uses so much kinetic energy. This is something that science fiction movies and shows have wished could be real. The issue is the amount of kinetic energy that it takes to go really, really fast. The spaceships that we have now, they burn fuel, and that is extremely inefficient. But I know how to create kinetic energy, and it can keep being created. And it's created at a pace that's much faster than how quickly the energy is used to propel the spaceship. Plus, the spaceship is incredibly light. The lighter it is, the less energy it takes. Again, there's nothing like this in the world. Now, if you think about it, there are 100 billion planets in our Milky Way. The probes that we have out there have barely even left our solar system. Now, out of those 100 billion planets, 300 million of them might be habitable. So global warming is fucking up Earth What do? We go find another habitable planet. I might possibly save the human race. And make a fuck ton of money, of which I will give you what you're owed. It's going to take some time, though. You want full payment next week? That's too soon. Wait, was that a thinly veiled death threat? Why are you bringing my parents into this? You know, their deaths always were really, really suspicious, and I always thought that you had something to do with it. But now I'm pretty sure that you did. That confirms it. Which is really fucking sad. I have known you my entire life, and I know that there was some point, maybe a year of your life, when you were a good person. Probably when you were 2 or 3. And then you turned rotten to your core. Oh, yes, you are. And it's really scary that you can't even see how horrible you are. My parents trusted you when you told them that you would loan them that money. And then you added on all this interest. And you know, your parents were so close with my parents at one point. And then for you to scam them like that? No, it was a scam because you knew what you were doing with the interest. And then you knew the problems that they had with that investment that they made where they lost all of their money. And then they died under really, really suspicious circumstances. And what happened? All of their debt suddenly became my responsibility. Their lives didn't even matter to you. No, I know that you didn't confirm that you killed them, but I've always had my suspicions. I have. Look, you're gonna get your fucking money. Hey, Kelly. So I am taking the spaceship out tonight. I know it's not finished, but I'm gonna do my best to finish it as quickly as possible and then get it out tonight. No, it's not quite done, but I am gonna finish it tonight and then I'm off into the stars. No, that was not the plan, but you know who is shaking me down for money that I don't have. And he's telling me that he's going to kill me if I don't get it to him in time. I always told you I thought that he was behind my parents' death, and he pretty much confirmed it today. So I'm off. You know, it might be a suicide mission. I don't know what it is, but I need to run away if I don't want to get killed anyway. And now I get to test it out. It's pretty safe. It should be pretty safe. So while it does go really, really, really fast, I use the technology that self-driving cars have. So this way, it's not going to crash into anything. It knows what to avoid, how far to stay from certain things. I'm not going to get incinerated or anything. This spaceship is smarter than anything on Earth. This spaceship is safer than a car. I don't have to steer it. I don't have to do anything. I just have to give it commands. Don't worry about me. Anyway, my friends, I love you. Mm-hmm. All right. I will talk to you later. I promise. Bye. All right. Time to test this baby. And here we go. Woo! Oh my god! We're out of the solar system. Interstellar space. Ooh. Oh my god! Nobody else has ever seen this before. Okay, slow down, spaceship. Slow down. I want to savor this. Seems like there's more than 100 billion planets. Wow. This is amazing. Wow. I did it. I fucking did it. Yes. Woo! I can solve this. All right. We are now leaving the Milky Way. What the fuck? This cannot be right. Okay, well, we're bound to hit something soon with how fast this goes. So the spaceship has a map of the universe. If I press this, it's going to tell me what I'm passing. Nothing. This really isn't right. It's been hours. Still nothing. I should have passed so much by now. Something is so wrong. All the stars, galaxies, everything that I've seen, all of that light is billions of years old. But it's not supposed to decay like this for another 100 trillion years. Where is everything? Whoa! What the fuck is this? Shit! Huh? Is this Earth? Did I go through a wormhole? And what are the chances that I would go through a wormhole and I would end up back at Earth? And the universe is so fucking vast. How is that even possible? Even the Milky Way has billions and billions and billions of planets. Out of the whole universe, this is where I ended up. Okay, I need to let people know what the hell is going on because this is terrifying. It shows that everything that we know about space is wrong, which means that Earth, our solar system, it's going to be gone soon. If everything else out there is already gone, who knows what is causing that? And who knows what that means for us? What if this is not Earth? It looks like it, but that doesn't mean that it is. There are other habitable planets. I mean, what if there's one that looks just like it? Well, I do not have a spacesuit because I did not get to plan that well for this trip. And the spaceship is not working, so my only choice is to stay in here forever or go out there and risk it. Fuck it. I'm going out. I hold my breath. What little good that's gonna do. Okay, it's oxygen. Woo! Now where the hell am I? Okay, I landed in a field 2 miles from my house. Now isn't that a coincidence? Crazy. Just crazy. Of all the places in the universe. I have a lot to do. First things first, I am going to take a shower. Then I'll go from there. Oh, fuck, that's his car, isn't it? Ugh! Of all the people, that is the first person that I see when I get back. I don't have his money yet. Look, I don't have your money yet. Get away from me! Why are you hugging me? Are you crying? What is going on here? No, I'm not dead. I disappeared how many years ago? That's the same year it was when I left. What's today's date? I left 2 days ago. I've been presumed dead? Well, I'm not dead. That's odd. And why do you seem happy to see me? Oh, so you can get your money, right? What do you mean, what money? The money I owe you. My parents' debt. Huh? You don't know what I'm talking about. I am so confused. Are you fucking with me? The window in your car is being rolled down. Is someone about to shoot me? Wait, you have a kid? How does she know my name? When were we ever best friends? Honestly, I don't know where I've been for the last 3 years. I don't know what is going on right now. I'm really confused. No, I don't want to go to the hospital. I just want to go to my house. Right. It's been 3 years, right? So it's not there anymore. I still think you're fucking with me. Wait a minute. The sunset. Why is the sun setting in the east? No, it's supposed to be setting in the West. I'm dreaming. I have to be. That makes the most sense. You know what? I'll do it. I'll get in your car. Ordinarily, I would never do that, but what the hell? But what the hell? No, I really don't want to go to a hospital. Okay, I'll go to your house. Oh my God. I cannot believe I'm going to your house. What's your daughter's name? Laura? How long have I known you? Your whole life. Well, how often did I used to see you? All the time? Yeah, I would love something to eat. Thank you. God, this is so weird. We've never gotten along. Well, sorry. I'm still trying to figure out everything. Our relationship, everything that's going on around me. Oh, Laura, I can help you study for a science test. Let's let your dad cook. And since I'm a scientist, this will be a piece of cake. Of course, you know that I'm a scientist, right? What are you learning right now? Matter, okay. All right, tell me all the forms of matter. Yep. And what are the three particles that make up matter? Look at you. You're all set. What charge does an electron have? Nope. Negative. No, it's negative. Oh, you're still going to look it up in the book? All right. Wait, let me see that. Wait, positive? All right, that's a typo. No, it has to be. All right, let's look it up online. Positive, how can that be? And protons are negative. This doesn't make sense. If this were true, I mean, that would be antimatter. There's no way. I'm made up of matter. If this world is made up of antimatter, but that can't even be. Because when matter and antimatter collide, then they annihilate each other. So I wouldn't even be able to walk around in this world. But you guys call it matter. Okay, in 2018, there was a paper written about this. A mirror antimatter universe. The Big Bang created an equal amount of matter and antimatter. Yet, our universe is only made up of matter. So what happened to the antimatter? Then there was the theory that the antimatter went into this mirror universe. Is this the mirror universe? I'm not exploding! The wormhole. Is it possible that somehow matter was converted into antimatter? That's what would explain this. Laura's in bed. I think I figured out what's going on. Look, I'm not crazy. I know I left my planet 2 days ago. On my planet, the sun rises on the opposite side. Your world is made up of antimatter. This makes sense. All right, regardless of all that, something is going on. Now, I'm wondering if in this universe, the same thing is happening that's going on in my universe, where the universe is basically dead, except for the Milky Way.